Hello.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Kronk.
And the Bro.
Yes. So, last time we were here, the audience listened to us and people that are watching us online. Kronk over here had a punishment that she had to do.
Book report trivia.
Unfair.
Because
she challenged me to a sports trivia question. Whether or not that's a smart idea, of course, it's, you know.
I was overly confident.
Yes. Yep.
I lost big time. I had to watch the first Star Wars film, The Phantom Menace, and then I had to write a one-page book report about it.
Which is hilarious that we're calling it a book report, even though it's a movie, but hey, this is the internet. This is how we're going to do things. So, all right, well, those of you that are somewhat new and didn't see the last episode, go back, watch the trivia question, but to learn the setup. But now, here comes a spoiler alert, I think, right? I mean, depending on how a book report went. So, Sarah, take the floor.
Right. Well, I never watched a Star Wars film before.
Right.
I'm not a... Do they have, like, a word for the Star Wars fanatics? Like, Star Trek, or they're called Trekkies.
Yeah.
Like, do you have a word for the Star Wars superfans?
No, I think they're just... Yeah, I guess Star Wars superfans. I'm trying to think. There's probably a term that more hardcore fans will use, you know? I mean,
right. Lucasites, people.
Jediites, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Lucas soldiers. I don't know. So we'll say. I'm sure there's a term out there. I have no idea. I like Star Wars, but, you know. So, and those of you that are new to our punishment book report theme, she had to write it in. It's had to be either crayon or colored pencil.
I chose colored pencil.
Kronk did colored pencil. So. The floor is yours, and then we'll discuss your report after.
Here is my book report.
All right.
This is a book report that summarizes the first Star Wars film, The Phantom Menace. The chick from Black Swan was both the queen and the lady's maid. Someone will need to explain that to me. Also, that little blue-eyed kid, Anakin, was taken from his mother. So, who's his babysitter now? That's why Obi had to make him a Jedi, because he knew he was stuck with this kid anyway. There are many different worlds in this Phantom Menace. They went from underwater aliens to space robots with awesome legs, all part of this fantasy world, I guess. My favorite part of the film was watching that silver fox, Liam Neeson, strut around with his lightsaber and velvety voice.
He is dreamy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In conclusion, I don't think the first Star Wars film made me a super fan. I struggled to stay awake for parts of it.
This is true.
And
okay. First of all, and we'll show the people online through the video, I love that you did multicolor for each paragraph.
Well,
that
yeah,
was
I tried
that was
to
nice.
Keep it fun with my punishment.
That was a nice touch. So this is we'll have a zoomed in version, but you can see, hopefully, on the camera, you can see all the colors she did.
Unlined
very
paper,
nice.
You know, just for fun.
Very nice. So let's tackle this. Let's tackle your book report because...
Yeah, it's very serious business.
Yeah, I'll explain things to you, and obviously your confusion was hilarious. So it's sort of really hardcore Star Wars fans will know this, but... So Keira Knightley is actually the other queen too,
yes.
Not just Natalie Portman.
I thought it was her maybe, but then I didn't think...
She was very young, obviously. I mean, of course, this movie was made in
99. Yeah, I thought it might have been... I didn't IMDb it. I was tempted to IMDb it, but I didn't for the purposes of the book report to keep it very, like, it's a closed book test.
Yep.
So you can't look
online.
Can't cheat. So, okay, I did think maybe it was Keira Knightley. So they look very similar. I always thought they looked similar. So obviously other people think they look similar, too.
In fairness to you, when Keira Knightley was the queen, she was in makeup. She had, like... You know, yeah. she had like the black face paint on.
White,
you know?
Face paint.
Well, that she had different looks. Like there were different ones. They had different outfits for her. I don't remember exactly, but you know. Yeah. But then, regardless, Keira Knightley was hidden underneath. You know, so easy mistake to make.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's talk about
the blue-eyed kid who was a slave or a prisoner, and then why was he separated from his mom?
He was separated from his mom because he is the chosen one.
Yeah, but he wasn't chosen then. I thought. Yeah, no, he wasn't.
Liam Neeson found him.
Liam Neeson
sensed it. He sensed the force. He sensed great things in him.
The force, of course.
Exactly.
But why couldn't, like, who's going to watch this kid? Why didn't mom just come with him? Like, there are rules about these things.
I think Anakin had it pretty good. I mean, either way, he was either going to end up with Liam Neeson or Ewan McGregor. I mean, he was in good hands either way. Come on.
Right, but why wouldn't mom come with him to, like, babysit?
Because she was a slave, and the Watto, the flying dude, the blue flying dude,
right,
the scumbag, he wouldn't allow her he wouldn't allow Liam Neeson to get both the kid and the mother. He tried getting the mother. Remember? That's
like
the sad part.
Seven. He's so little.
I know. You got to train the Jedi early. You got that. That's why it's you know, he found him early. Now he was older, which is kind of ridiculous, you know, Jedi theme. But yeah, I mean, do you? And I don't know if you know this. I don't. You know, but do you know who that person becomes? Anakin Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker, right?
No.
No. Darth Vader.
This means oh.
Yay!
Oh my God! You nailed it. Oh my God, I'm so proud of you.
I am your father.
See, she's becoming a Trekkie. Not Trekkie, a Star Wars nut. You're going to a Lucasite.
Anakin becomes Darth Vader, and then Luke is introduced later on?
Yep, you'll find out.
Yeah, I'm sure. No. I'm going to win next time. I am not watching
you're
gonna
keep. You're
going
to keep losing trivias to me, homegirl. And listen, you're going to keep losing, and I'm going to keep making you watch Star Wars, and then it's all going to connect and make sense. Sorry for the spoiler to those of you that haven't watched, episode one. But guess what? Star Wars has been around for a long time, so we're gonna slightly apologize for the spoilers. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, Liam Neeson, excuse me, he was the man.
Silver Fox. Thank God for him. I think I really would have fallen asleep if it wasn't for him.
Well, you fell asleep anyway.
Hey,
you fell asleep like four or five times.
Well, you nudged me, so I woke back up.
I had to keep waking you up.
To resume my punishment. We forgot to mention that you pulled a fast one on me. You made it be no phones.
No phones allowed.
No phones for my punishment. You never said that in the rules. Never. I mean,
that's the rules going forward.
I overly looked at my phone anyway. I don't do that during movies. Mm,
you got to pay attention because you miss some details. You know,
it's a one-page book report. It's a brief summary.
Mm.
What do you mean I miss details? Get out of here with that.
Well, anyways, this was amazing.
It's a 2-hour and 16-minute movie.
I know. It was a pretty good one. I mean, there are a lot of parts I didn't like, but
we watched it late.
So. We watched it late at night. That's true. Well, you know,
it's just par for the course.
Yeah.
So yeah, why the underwater aliens, the space aliens, robots, the dude with the rabbit ears or the chick with
Jar Jar Binks, yeah, he was kind of a character for the kids, you know. He was definitely, you know, he's a goofball. He talked weird.
How they're able to like go underwater straight into space. I mean, I guess it's all part of the world he's creating, but
I thought it was kind of cool how they did the underwater city, but that's Star Wars, you know. There's planets everywhere. They're able to go different planets.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Seamlessly. But, like, they can get from underwater to space in, like, 4 minutes.
They got laser. They have lightsabers. It's pretty amazing. They can, you know, it's, they got some
so
cool technology.
Amazing.
Stop it. Come on. It's iconic.
It is iconic. No,
come on. Liam Neeson was a dreamboat. You admit
he is a dreamboat. Of course he is. Yeah. Thank God for him.
Yeah.
You know, but, Ewan McGregor with his, like, man bun 2 decades early or whatever. His little
That was weird too. They had the little man bun like behind.
Little tiny ponytail.
Like they like buzzed their head. It's like, kind of like, not like a buzz, but it's like, you know, a little gel and there's like a little bun behind.
It's like a mullet that's like a few inches higher.
Yeah. It's a little guy.
Space mullet.
And then Anakin had the same haircut at the end. They cut his hair.
With the little.
They made him look like Ewan McGregor at the very end of the movie.
Because he's the Jedi now.
He's going to be a Jedi. Well, I mean, obviously, he becomes, but Liam Neeson was right. He was, again, that's part of the story. He recruits him. He's
so
got to pull him away from his mother, which is really sad, right? He had to leave his mother.
Is Luke there yet? Luke Skywalker?
No, he's not there yet.
He's not born yet?
Nope, not born yet.
Mm. And that's part of it. But Leia was there.
Leia was not there.
Yes, she was. She was the lady's maid. Black Swan, Natalie Portman.
No.
That's her.
I'm going to keep beating her in trivia, and you're going to keep watching Star Wars, and then you're going to figure out it's not Leia.
Natalie Portman plays Princess Leia, and she was already in the movie.
No, you're so disconnected. No.
Damn it.
See, Kronk, this is exactly why I'm going to have to keep beating you in trivia, so that way you'll learn. You'll see all the Star Wars movies.
I will make you watch Pride and Prejudice. You can count on that.
Oh, man. All right. Well, hey, you know what? First of all, just to correct you, Queen Amidala, that was Natalie Portman's character. That's the name of her character.
No, Natalie Portman is the lady's maid.
No, she's the decoy. See, you missed all that.
I didn't miss it.
Keira Knightley was the fake queen.
Okay.
Natalie Portman was the actual queen. She was the actual one. And then she revealed herself to the underwater people out of respect. Because she wanted an alliance and she wanted to build some truth.
No, I remember that now.
All right, so Keira Knightley was the decoy. And that's why she kind of talked like robotic, because she wasn't really the queen.
She didn't know
and
the
then
lingo.
Natalie Portman, what?
She didn't know the lingo, the queen, the underwater queen lingo.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, tell me, you know, all the other amazing parts about this movie. You made a comment, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh, about the guy from Kiss that's fighting him at the end?
Yes, go ahead. I want to hear your take on this.
So, I didn't know that the guy from Kiss was in this movie. He fights Liam Neeson at the end, right? With the lightsaber.
That's Darth Maul, everybody. In all the Star Wars
I really didn't know that, like, the Kiss men were actors. It's so funny to see him there. And now I have to look him up on IMDb to see who he is.
Kronk, that's Darth Maul. He's like a badass Sith Lord.
He looks so similar to the guy from Kiss.
Oh, man.
He does. Admit it. You laughed.
I laughed when you made the comment. Yes, I will admit that was pretty good.
I forgot to put it in the report. I realized.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. Listen, I'm proud of you. You. There's a lot. You missed a lot of key details, but at the same time,
it's a brief summary.
It is. No, I'm saying for the one page that you did, I have to say I'm proud of you.
Yes.
You did great, and I can't wait to see your other book reports for the future Star Wars movies. I'm going
to
make you watch.
To see yours. Can't wait to torture you.
Be careful what you wish for.
Cannot. Wait to torture you.
Yeah.
With English films.
Oh, man.
It's going to be so good.
You're going to have to keep waking me up because I'm going to keep falling asleep to those. Okay. So that was, everyone, that was the punishment trivia.
The punishment for book report trivia is complete.
Yes. Yes. Well, very good job. We'll post the, we're going to post these book reports online.
Yep.
For everyone to see forever.
Yep. And so, I think given our book report theme, we should hop over to our next topic, talking about funny school stories. You wanna kick it off?
Yeah, I got a funny school story. This was high school, and I always sat in the back anyway. Like, you know, I always picked the seats because I know teachers a little bit further away, I was a goofball.
What about alphabetically? You were young, so you were also probably at the end.
It worked out great for me, actually, growing up as a school kid, because you know, not only did I always choose to pick in the back because I was mischievous, let's be honest. I was not the best student. But obviously, yeah, young, I'm always back. Even when teachers alphabetized seats, I was always in the back. I was always like last. So sometimes I'd have like the seat next to me open or the seat, you know, because
right.
people run out
to
of seats.
The end of the alphabet.
So I took advantage of this being in the back row. I was very sneaky about it. And There was one time it backfired, but there's one time I feel like it worked out. So during science class, the teachers, what they do, of course, anyone that, you know, obviously in those schools, they know, they hand a stack of pages to the first person in the columns, right? So the person would pass the papers back, right? So what I would do, I pulled this off a couple times. When there was a pop quiz or there was a test that I didn't study for, what I would do is, hopefully I'm not too old, and when I'm saying pencil sharpener, I would go up to a pencil sharpener while the teacher was counting how many students were in the column, right? So the person in the front row would get, so if I was there, the fifth person in the column, if I was up at the pencil sharpener, the teacher saw there's only four people in the column, he'd only hand out four. And it was funny because my one friend sat in front of me in science class, and there's a pop quiz. I go to the pencil sharpener. Teacher counts four people in the row.
Okay.
He only passes out four quizzes. My friend turns around. He sees that I don't have a test or I don't have a quiz. And he's like, "You don't have a quiz?" I go, "Nope." And I hid behind him. and I didn't take the quiz, and I didn't take the test at all.
You're
right?
Naughty. You're
very
naughty.
Sneaky. Very sneaky. The other thing, too, was that I was also marked as being there, attendance-wise. So the teacher, when he was passing quizzes back,
right,
said, Patrick, I don't know what happened to your quiz.
Don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened to your quiz. And I go, well, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I know. My teachers were like, oh, I know you were here. I'm like, yeah, I was here. That's weird. I'm like, what happened?
What happened? It must have fallen out of the pile.
And of course, I flipped it back on my teacher. You know, I mean, I wasn't a jerk about it because I knew I was being sneaky, but, you know, it was still a sneaky move. And I was like, oh, well, what happened? Like, did you lose my quiz? Like, how dare you? How dare you lose my science quiz?
Oh, my God. But this, like, you couldn't pull this multiple times per teacher.
No, I think one time, one time the teacher stood up because the key is, some teachers will walk around. If there's a teacher like eventually they're going to see, like, you don't have a paper
screwed
on your desk.
You're screwed then.
But I think what happens is these teachers, they pass out their quizzes and they just sit back in their chair and they read their book and they're totally distracted. And I pulled this off a couple times. Now, grading wise, it might have hurt me. It probably helped me sometimes because of, like, you know, I wasn't a great student. So if they gave me like a 70 as an omit 70 or something like that versus like just give me a 0 for it, who knows?
They would give you a 70 if they couldn't find your quiz?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if they felt bad, because I didn't have to retake some of them.
70 is a pretty low number, like, to honor you.
Well, I mean, if I took that science quiz, I'd probably get a 50. So a 70, my scheme would work perfectly.
But
you know?
Couldn't pull it off, like, multiple times. It was sort of like a one-trick pony per teacher.
I pulled it off twice with my science teacher. I think I pulled it off twice. There was another time where I think one of my teachers caught me not having a test, and they just handed me one. I was like, oh, okay.
See?
One time I was caught.
And they're really on to you.
Yeah, so.
If they see you at your desk, what, like doodling?
I just thought it was an innovative scheme to get out of having to take a quiz.
Yeah.
Because they got you down for attendance, but they didn't get you. They lost. The quiz got lost. You know, I was sneaky. I'll give you that. So that was my sneaky story. Hopefully you kids at home don't pull that off and don't try it. But if you do pull it off, respect.
They like alternate the quizzes for the people next to you. So like the person next to you has a different quiz than you.
Mm.
They probably do stuff like on computers now. I mean, especially with like remote learning and stuff too. Like, I don't think you could ever get away with that now.
Mm.
That's very
tough.
Well, late 90s, early 2000s.
It's a good scheme. It's a good scheme if like you don't know the subject at all and like you need like an omit, you know, grade. You know, if they omit that from your grading to the semester, I think it's a good scheme. Mm-hmm. If you know your stuff, it's not smart because then you could get a better
70,
grade potentially.
70 is low.
Yeah.
70 is low for you should at least
I'm thinking
be
of
on,
like
be able to retake it. Or like a B, I think, is an average grade.
A B would be, if that's the thing, if I just studied, I probably could have gotten a B.
Because like 70 is kind of low for, you were giving you a 70.
But it's better than me if I actually tried taking that quiz, I would have gotten like a 50. I probably would have flunked it.
Yeah.
So for me, if I get a 70, I get a C on it, I net, you know, whatever. And that I'm using 70 as like, if they omit the quiz, like what it, you know, versus like me taking it and getting a 50, which I probably would have gotten. I was not good with formulas, so I had to life hack it. So that's my
science,
school story.
I guess in chemistry there's formulas.
Yeah, and then some other science concepts maybe I didn't understand or whatever. But yeah, so I was sneaky in school.
Very,
so
very much so.
I was, and I never heard of anyone else doing that before. So I'm going to call the pencil sharpener distraction. That's me. I invented it.
Pencil sharpener.
I haven't heard from anybody else. I know I invented it, so I'm an innovator. It's the way it is.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. innovative cheating.
That's right. That's right. So you got a school story?
I do. Similar to your test-taking theme over here. So also, freshman English class. The teacher was very nice, but she was a little bit oblivious, I'd say. And I have always been a notorious procrastinator. Like waiting to the last minute, cramming stuff in, reading stuff. So the test was going to be about the Odyssey.
Ooh, that's a good story.
Yeah, it is good, but it's long and it's very dense and, you know, still getting into sort of the, I don't know, the genre of it. So I had a really hard time getting through it. I didn't even finish it for the test.
Mm.
So,
bad girl, you.
I know. So, in our friendship group, there were like three of us, and one of the girls, Elena, was always very studious. And so Nicole and I sat in between her. And the teacher, like, I have no idea why she came up with this. She was like, would you like to sit in rows for the test, or would you like to sit in a big circle? And so we were all like, circle, circle. Because obviously when you're in a circle, you're so much closer together. And yeah. It's not like I cheated off of Elena for every answer, but definitely like a couple enough of them
yeah.
that I wasn't sure of. Poor Elena. She was always so studious and
you
doing
can't
her
let
homework.
The inmates run the asylum. I can't believe the teacher asked if
I
you
mean
want to...
she asked us, she posed the question to us.
Sweet.
I mean, she was very sweet, but I just think
oh, yeah.
very very dense
you
in that
be
way
careful.
That you can't do that if yeah. you ask people to sit closer together.
No, and I imagine teachers like have seats strategically based on things. Like there were some classes I struggled in and teachers put me in the front row. You know, so I'd be
I was always in the front row because my last name starts with C.
Oh,
so
man,
I would
I feel
be
bad
like
for you.
Third or yeah. fourth seat back, depending on how many other people were in front of me.
She messed up. You cannot let the inmates run the asylum.
And you'd think my procrastinating ways would subside after those couple close calls, but
no,
I'm still a procrastinator through and through.
That's okay. You are who you are. It's okay.
For everything.
That's okay.
I just live for that adrenaline that like, oh my God, it's yeah. in 5 hours. Oh my God, it's tomorrow. You know, just like,
well,
it
sometimes,
kicks it up
some,
a notch.
Sometimes, you know, brilliance comes out of desperation. Who knows?
I'm
you know?
Telling you, you really just get this like laser focus because you are like down to the wire. You have a deadline. You have to do it. You have to turn it in or
yeah.
you have to study or whatever it might be.
Man.
And I don't know. I just don't get the same like adrenaline when I do it.
Well,
a couple
listen,
of days
I hear you. I hear you on copying off friends. You know, shout out to everyone because spoiler alert, I copied off people. Okay, I copied off people Ooh. In high school and middle school.
I didn't do it for every test though. It was just that I didn't
yeah.
finish.
So well, again, obviously you have to copy off the right people. You can't copy off the
no.
people who are dumb too. You
Only
know, you gotta
very infrequently. I was a good student. I was an honor student.
Oh, you were an honor student.
I
wow.
I was an honor student. Yeah, you know,
all right.
GPA. Stuff. So that was like an anomaly. It wasn't like I was doing this pencil sharpener cheating circles trick like you.
No, you're not on my level. We know
no,
that.
No, no.
Yeah.
Not on your level.
No. That was, I'm an innovator, you know?
Innovator, yes.
And
well,
I hope
mean,
they still have pencil sharpeners at schools,
we're
but you
innovators
know.
With this like circle trick. So then like every other
yeah,
test
for the
of
the test,
year.
So I'm, so this is another
every
part
other
I'm confused.
Test. We were like,
this
let's
is...
do a circle. Let's do that circle again. That circle was great.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. So were the desks like before, the desks were like in rows before you took the test? And then she said, oh, we can move the desk into a circle for the quiz? Like how
yes.
did that?
Yes.
Mid-class moving desks like for a quiz?
Well, like,
I understand like group projects, of course.
Different
but...
classes were in different classrooms. So like different teachers would share one classroom. Like the teachers would move around.
Yeah.
Depending on, you know, like seniors and juniors might share a room, but the teachers would change. So, you know, like each teacher had their own configuration that they wanted. Mm. And I mean, most of the time they were in rows, but yeah, we moved it into a circle.
Can't, yeah. She's a young teacher. She's
no,
learned.
She was old.
She was old.
She was super old. Yeah. She was very like,
no,
frail
she was,
yeah,
that's amateur hour for a teacher. You can't let
well,
the students
too,
control how
we,
the desks
we
were
had her
arranged.
Freshman
oh
and sophomore
God.
Year. And then when we got to junior year, we had a different English teacher,
yeah.
and that teacher realized, like, wow, you really don't know anything. Like,
did I inherit?
What did she teach you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's what they, you know, that's what all my teachers have said about
like,
me anyway.
Easy breezy.
So. That's so funny. All right.
Well, we have one more game to introduce.
Yes, we're gonna to spare Kronk for her
yes,
embarrassment
no
of losing trivia.
This is not a punishment game,
yeah,
please.
This is just for fun.
So we have dubbed this game Stump the Kronk and Stump the Bro.
Yep, our stump game.
Stump. And essentially the premise of the game is we will each give each other one word, one obscure
term
word. Or Urban Dictionary, something that's specific to maybe what a bro
our
might
expertise
know,
is in, yeah.
Or something that only the girls would know.
Mm.
And I want to test your knowledge to see if you know what it is.
All right. Okay.
And we get one shot.
Yeah, so we each have one term to throw at each other to see if we can figure it out.
Okay.
So, ladies first.
Oh, ladies first. Okay, Patrick. My word for you is diaphragm.
Oh, shit. Diaphragm. Oh, I've heard this a million times, too. Oh, the internet's going to blast me for this one. Oh, my God. So it's something to do with breathing. Something to do with breathing, right? It's not. I thought I heard the diaphragm. Is it for like the downstairs parts?
You have to pick what your answer is. You have to pick. We get one shot at picking what your answer is.
God, I'm an idiot. Oh my God.
No, you're not.
I've definitely
an idiot.
Heard this before.
You're not an idiot.
Well, look, I'm at a crossroads now because now I'm thinking, are you trying to stump me with downstairs lady parts or is it like for breathing? I thought it was for breathing. Something for the throat. Shit. Shit. Oh, I know I've heard this before too. The embarrassing thing is I've probably looked up on Wikipedia too and like found all the details.
Oh,
but clearly I haven't retained it. I haven't retained it. Who knows? I was probably wasted when I looked it up. Who knows? Okay.
Diaphragms when you're wasted.
Man, I'm going to look up I looks up later, but all right, for now.
Okay.
To pencil
what is
in,
your final answer?
My final answer. Obviously for this game, we get like two sentences to explain our answer to see if we're accurate, right? It's not like an A or B answer. Like how?
No, it's just you pick one answer.
I pick one answer.
So you have to decide.
I'm gonna go with a part of your throat that helps you breathe. That's what I'm going with. And okay. by the look on your face and your continuous laughter, I'm okay. Way off.
So
I'm way off.
This was a little bit of a trick question because the diaphragm that you're referring to has to do with breathing. It's not in your throat. This isn't the one I'm referring to, by the way. It's a muscle in your stomach that does help you breathe, like, you know, singers and actors.
Okay.
And people utilize it.
Oh, it's like
sort of right above your pelvic floor. That you do use it for breathing, but it's not in your throat.
Oh,
but that
okay.
wasn't the diaphragm I was referring to. That's also called the diaphragm. So, sorry, trick question.
You
the diaphragm
Kronk,
that
sneaky.
I'm referring to does go in the lady part.
Oh!
It's essentially like a silicone ring that goes all the way up there.
Up the vajuge?
Up the vajuge, and it covers it. So it's another form of birth control. Like instead of other forms of birth, it was essentially it's like a door close, you know, it shuts the cervix
access
to the cervix. So hopefully the sperm doesn't get up there. I wouldn't say it's like 100% accurate, but maybe it's like an option for people who are, you know, some people who prefer.
All right. So I wasn't like,
it was a trick question.
It was a trick question. And I almost had both parts.
I just love that you thought it was in your throat.
Well, because I was like, I know it's for breathing, and I forget about the lungs and other obviously
you were
other
close.
Organs.
You were like on the right track. You thought maybe it was for, you know, the vajuj. So, good job.
All right.
You still lost, but you know.
I don't get partial credit.
No, because you thought it was in your throat.
All right, fair enough. All right,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Fine. That's
no
fine.
Partial credit.
Partial in your throat. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. What do you got for me?
All right, Kronk.
What are you gonna stump me with?
Man, since we know of your weakness for sports trivia.
Damn it.
I'm gonna reach down for a term. It's a football term.
Okay.
Corner blitz. And I already gave you a sports hint too, so it's called corner blitz. What do you think that is?
Corner blitz. Okay. Is it when the one of the players on the team tries to score, pretends he's going into the end zone and he's going to catch the ball, but it's thrown to someone else. Like, so that's like the corner of the end zone.
Is that your final answer?
Or is it, maybe it's a kicking thing. Maybe it's a kick that you do in the corner to get in the end zone. Shit. Corner blitz. Or it's maybe it's a running thing. Because you're running to the corner. Trying to read your face, your poker face right now, though. Okay. No, I'm going to go with, it has to do something with running into the end zone.
Final answer?
You're at like the line that's close to the end zone, whatever that's
the
called.
The goal line.
you're at the goal line, and you are trying to make, you're trying to score, so that's the corner blitz.
Final answer?
Yeah, it's my final answer.
Final answer?
Yeah.
All right, you're way off.
Oh!
But it's hilarious. You covered two phases of the game out of the three important phases.
Right.
You got special teams, which is the kicking. We almost went down that road. That would have been more embarrassing. No, not even.
Okay, good.
The kicking game is not close. I mean, I'll explain it, and technically it could. Technically, the thing could work for a kick, but it would be on the defensive side. So special teams you covered. You covered offense, which I'm proud of you. You got those two parts. Yeah. But you were way off because the corner blitz is a defensive play. Okay?
Defensive.
Yes. I to translate.
I forgot about the defense.
To translate, for those of you that don't know what a corner blitz is, and for Kronk specifically, cornerbacks are the guys who cover the wide receivers. So they're out wide. So when there's like the line of scrimmage where the offense and defensive big guys hit each other, right?
Okay.
On the outside of that line of scrimmage scrum area, right? To translate for you, there are corners. Not scrum, just like the line of scrimmage battle, where they hike the ball and the big guys hit each other. The corners are on the side, so it's like, you know, obviously the corners of the formation. Instead of covering the receiver, when a team calls a corner blitz, they'll stop covering the wide receiver. You almost had it.
Oh, okay. On the right track.
When they first line up for the ball snap, they make it look like they're gonna be, you know, covering the receiver or a tight end, whoever's going out for a pass. But instead of covering, they'll go rush the quarterback. So they'll send an extra guy. A blitz is obviously football. It's a gamble of, you know, sending an extra guy.
Okay.
So corner blitz, instead of going to cover, running, you know, you see them, they run backwards, try to get the guy who's trying to catch a ball. They'll book it to the quarterback. And that's called a corner blitz. That's a very general term. It can get more specific, get more narrowed down. But
all right.
But yeah. Now, in fairness to you, even though you had the side wrong, corner blitzes technically happen on special teams because they usually get the smaller athletic corner guys, and they'll run at the corner and try to block a punt or potentially a field goal attempt.
Okay.
But it's not a corner blitz. It's technically like a guy who might play corner happens to be on special teams going in for a field goal block or a punt block.
Okay.
But you were way off, so.
Way off with my football terminology.
I know we both got our answers wrong, but I'm going to have to take credit for having a more accurate answer. Because I almost got the trick question split.
No!
I almost got both.
Pat, you said it was in your throat.
All right, yeah, I know.
If you said if you had just said it's for breathing, I would have given you partial credit because it is for breathing. But you shouldn't have said where it was. You should have.
All right, that's true.
You said it was in your throat. I can't give you partial credit.
I almost got the vajuj and I almost got the breathing part.
But the vajuj wasn't your.
I almost got both of the trick questions.
Vajuj was not your final answer.
That's true. All right, fine. All right, okay. All right, so we both failed.
We both stumped.
Got stumped.
Both got stumped.
All right.
Until next time.
Good job. Good stump.
Good stump. I think we'll sign off there.
Yeah, and guys, I wanted to expose this to those of you watching right now.
The glorious fro.
You see me wear the hat covering it up, but I wanted to, you know, uncover it for right now. We're going to send the fro along to greener pastures.
Yes.
So, everyone enjoy the fro. I know I did, but it's time. It's out of control.
No one's forcing you.
I think it's your decision. I think it's time. And it'll grow back. It'll grow back.
It will.
So.
It'll be back.
All right, everybody. Well, I am Patrick Young, the bro.
And I am Kronk, Sarah Kronk. And thanks for listening.
Catch you next time. Take care.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.